Blog Talk Radio.
Someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did, and you were strong and I was not. My illusion, my mistake, I was careless, I forgot. And now, when all is done, there is nothing to say. You have gone and so effortlessly. You have won, you could go ahead, tell them all I know. The rooftop, riding on the skyline. All we had is gold. Now tell them I was happy, and my heart is broken. All my scars are open. Tell them what I hoped would be impossible. Falling for betrayal is worse. Broken trust and broken heart. I know. Thinking all you need is there. Building faith on love and words. Empty promises will wear. I know. And now, when all is gone, there is nothing to say. And if you're done with embarrassing me, on your own, you can go ahead.
Building. This is the Conscious Cove. I am the Hood Mystic, and we got Miss Tiana on the line, and we're about to get it in. We're going to talk about spiritual awakening, talk about our cards of the day, and just open up the call lines and the chat to any type of conversation. Let us know what's going on. Let us know how you feel, and we might be available for some readings. Just have to see what the vibe is like at the end of the show. Today's show is going to be 90 minutes. I have to pick up my children this afternoon, so let's just get into it, y'all. Let's enjoy ourselves. Tiana, how you doing, babe?
Peace, peace. Great rising to everybody. It's Sunday morning. I'm doing pretty good. It's, the energy for the day is shaping up pretty well. And... Mm-hmm. Let's just see how this goes. I'm in a very good place and just ready to jump right into what these cards are about, because I've been thinking that this is going to be a very, well, feeling this is going to be a very powerful message. Typically, mm-hmm. when I'm pulling the card of the day, you know, I go through my ritual of shuffling and things like that. And one of the things I've been noticing is that these cards, I've been working with these cards for many years. And I have really gotten cards that stick together like this so much. So this is like the second or maybe third time that this has happened this year already. And that seems to be really interesting to me, because that just speaks to the amount of energy that we're creating by doing these things. So if you take a look at the Conscious Cove picture that I shared of the way these cards fell today, it looks as if what we have is spiritual awakening, and we have the star. We talked about the star yesterday, which is the sun, but this speaks a whole lot deeper to that. And when we get cards that double up like that, it's one kind of is coming with the other, which means it gives energy, they're bouncing energy off of one another. So the star did fall first, and up to it was the awakening. So the star speaks to the archangel, the field, which means happy times, makes positive, optimistic, long-term plans, and it says you're on the right path. So let's just get into that. When you think of the star, how in other doctrines you would look at that as your divine self, in a sense. So a bit of this is not fully the Ori, Ori Inu, or Ori Iponri. Part of it is your connection to the divine self. So as we know, our spirit is not just one being inside of a body. You're connected to another part of your spirit that's in the spiritual realm. So this is what allows you to be able to exist simultaneously with something else in a different realm that's connected to you, another part of yourself. So how this the star manifests in the physical realm is the happy times and making positive, optimistic, long-term decisions and on the right path. So easily what that means is that today may not bring all good things. However, this is stating that good things are on the horizon. It's all about your perception and how you look at things, how you perceive things, how you react or interact with things, people, places, and things. And it's showing up to let us all know that we're on the right path. It seems like in the ether a lot of energy is going around where people are unsure. You're unsure of yourself. You're unsure of your surroundings. You're unsure of the decisions that you're making. So it makes you become stagnant. When it makes you become stagnant, you don't make a decision. And even when you don't make a decision, that's, you are making a decision to be indecisive. So we have to really understand that that is something that's happening. But the star is showing us to show you that your divine self is attempting to communicate with you and tell you that whatever you're doing to better yourself, whatever you're doing to make your next move your best move, that you're on the right path. So today, you are to focus on the good things that you have. Even if they are not very big things that you may think you have, let's just start small and start simple with the fact that you're awake, with the fact that you are breathing, with the fact that you are here listening to this podcast, with the fact that you continue to come back to listen to this podcast, and we thank you for that. And just the fact that you have a roof over your head and clothes on your back and food in your mouth, you know, the things that we take for granted, the fact that you can see, the fact that you can hear, the fact that you can actually taste your food and move around on your own and do things unassisted, those are all blessings to pay attention to on a daily, moment-to-moment even basis. So I'm going to grab the book and talk about the star really quickly before I move into the next one, and then I'll open up the floor for the Hood Mystic to go ahead and give his take on the star. But what the book says on the star is, go ahead and wish upon a star. The angels say you have every reason to feel hope and happy expectations. Believe in your dream and look to your future for optimism, excitement, and confidence. Challenging times are now behind you for the most part and bringing happier times ahead. Make your plans with the long view in mind. Now is the time to envision your life the way you want it to be and take action in that direction. The expectations you create for yourself are planted in fertile soil. Trust and follow your intuition as it's right on target always. So that's basically kind of what I said, but just so that you know that when we pull these types of cards, we do have references that we use. And the most important thing that you have to do is not even listen to the book all the time or myself or the Hood Mystic. We're just guiding you into understanding. The way you can see how these things work for you is to watch how that shows up today in your life, world and affairs, and because all of our energies communicate with us in ways that we can understand. So, Mystic, what's your take on the star?
The star to me is a powerful card. 17, my name, my full name. I'm a 17 if I spell my whole name out, first, middle, and last. So I always vibe with 17. My child, we even call him 17. Well, his mom used to call him 17 a lot. And so his real name's 7, but like a nickname, we call him 17. And so when I like to think about the star, when I'm giving a reading or something like that, I want to let people know that, okay, this is a point of self-realization where you have a destination, where you have a focus. A lot of times in life, we simply want what the Joneses want or what our influencers and motivators inspire us to want, but we're not really too keen on what we actually want. And so I think that it's always important to have that inner conviction and self-realization to tap into what we truly want so we can tap into true joy, as opposed to making everyone around us happy or making everyone around us feel comfortable. If I'm not mistaken, the star is ruled by Aquarius, and Aquarius is not for regular stuff to just stay the same and everything to be comfortable. Once you say, okay, I'm making this choice to follow the star or make this wish or petition the star to say, I desperately want this, now you begin to walk towards it. You know what I'm saying? And once you walk towards it, you might see some snakes. You might see some bears. You might see some lions. It's irrelevant to you knowing what you want. So a lot of times we want things, but we're afraid to go in that direction. And the star is saying, you're saying that you want this. You're saying that you want to awaken or whatever it is that you want, whether it be to exit out of a depressive mindset, to, you know, find some significance to life, find some purpose, as opposed to just being strung along by different desires. Once we make up in our minds where we want, we establish a direction within ourselves. And once we establish a direction in ourselves, then we're actually going somewhere. Then we're actually establishing peace. Then we're actually tapping into some things. So we have to really, this card is really asking us to be mindful of the self and what the self wants, as opposed to the ego and what the ego wants. This is a divine designation for a lot of us. And that divine designation is not, it is not the same as the ego's desires and the ego's wants and the ego's supposed needs. A lot of things have to be shifted and turned around. And so understanding that, you might be a little bit frazzled-dazzled during this point in time if you're not keen on what you want. Because, like I said, if you see some snakes in the road, you see some bears in the road, you're going to forget about your purpose. You're going to forget about the things that you set in intentions and working with solar eclipse energy and things of that nature, and things start to shift and you're like, oh no, let me retreat, get it back to where I wanted it to get to. that's more or less the problem. But we're progressing and we're changing into something better and greater. So let us embrace that. And this is a great time to marvel as well at what spirit is actually putting into play. But if we're attached to old paradigms, it's a time to be very afraid. So once again, the star, really one of those cards that I like to build on.
Usher. So I wanted to circle back on the star before I move on to the awakening card. So if you're able to pull up the picture on the Conscious Cove, our site on Facebook, you'll be able to see the card itself. So I want to just point out some very key things that really just popped to me when I was looking at it, because every time I look at this card, I see something different. But today I have to point out, and this is all in divine order and divine time. So you mentioned 17, and, you know, me being into, you know, a numerologist, I'm always looking for ways to break down numbers. That's just how it happens in my head. So the number 17 in numerology equates to the number 8, okay? The number 8 is Obatala's number in the Yoruba pantheon, okay? Obatala is the Orisha of mindfulness, okay? If you look at the card, you may see the archangel right in front, all bold and bright. But what you may not pay a lot of attention to is the woods and the mountaintop, Obatala's habitat, world of life, in for the earth is the mountains. That's where he goes to retreat. It's quiet. It's serene. You can think your way through in peace. So pointing those things out in the background, the wilderness, earth, it speaks to your having to connect with the earth today, some type of way. Get out of the house. Yes, it's cold, but get out of the house. Stand on the porch, breathe in the air. Listen to things that are around you, whether you live in the hood or in the suburbs. There's always a place that you can go to make sure that you are being taken care of. So you know that you're taken care of by everything that's around you, okay? So Obatala, today is Sunday, in the Yoruba pantheon is Obatala's day. With the traditional African worldview, today is the day most people would sit with Obatala if they have him, or go to his shrine, take him different things, and, you know, ask for their prayers. Sunday is also a day, you know, in the Western world where people go to church or they just decide to, you know, hang out, watch football, whatever. But it's a day of communion. So even if your day of communion is not with another individual, it's just to be a communion with yourself, communion with nature, communion with the divine self, as the Hood Mystic so eloquently said. You have to first be comfortable in and with you before you can even present yourself to the rest of the world in a good way. So the star speaks to go ahead and
I just think that's important, though. Like, I feel like people want to progress, but they don't want to create a positive relationship with themselves. And we don't understand that reflection of people that deal with us is a reflection on how we feel about ourselves, and like people just generally don't want to deal with that. So I had to drop a bomb on that.
Absolutely.
So
it's cool. I feel you. I mean, sometimes we need it, because that's the biggest misconception. We're so busy running throughout our lives dealing with others and thinking that our relationship with our life will be better if we're just dealing with other people, or we put on these masks to project energy that we feel that we create for other people. You know what I'm saying? So if we're starting with ourselves, we can begin to project the love that we want to receive. We can begin to reject the things that we don't want, and we can begin to project the things that we want to see in our life, laws, and affairs. So it says the star is telling you go ahead and plan with the long term in mind. Most people do not have a 5-year plan. I challenge everyone to sit down and create at least one sentence of a 5-year plan. You got to get on the ball.
Because if you live five years without a plan, you're gonna regret not having a plan. But before you jump to the next card, I just want to touch on the shadow effects of the star. But you can continue.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, I'm not gonna jump without you going. So the thing is, I just want you to go ahead and plan. I challenge you today. I'm giving everybody homework because next Sunday I'm going to ask you, what is your plan? What do you really want to do? I want you to answer 3 questions for yourself in the light attribute. What do you want to do with your life? That's the first question.
And that creates a guidance system for you.
Ashe.
That creates the guidance system. Question. So how you know how to project yourself moving forward.
Ashe.
Through your plan.
Absolutely.
Ashe.
And the second question I want you to ask yourself is, what do I have to do to get this? This helps you to create a checklist for things that you want, that you must do to get to towards that point. And I'll give you some examples after the third question.
Mm-hmm.
So after what do you have to do to get there? The third question is, what do I hope to obtain once I arrive at my destination? That helps you to begin to visualize the outcome so that you can create the desire to do it. So what do you want to do with your life? Say you want to go into real estate. So that's another thing that I do. Okay, so what do you have to do to pursue a career in real estate? You need to have licenses. You have to be sponsored by a broker. And you have to take 6 credit hours to learn the laws in your state, the laws of appraising, and you have to become an agent. Or what it takes to become an agent. Once you do all these things, what do you hope to obtain once you arrive at your destination? You hope to attain a position as a real estate broker or agent, to open your own real estate firm or own brokerage firm, or to buy multiple properties and flip them, whatever your choice. So that helps you to create a plan. Then you go deeper into that. Then you go deeper into, and what I mean go deeper, you begin to expound on your questions. It doesn't have to be materialist. It could be, what do you want to do with your life? I want to live my life outside of depression. So what do I have to do? I have to think positive thoughts. I have to keep affirmations, write affirmations on my mirror. I write affirmations on my mirror. My bathroom has mirrors everywhere. And my whole entire wall was created as a mirror. There's even mirrors in the door. And I write, I guess that's an Oshun thing that we did, but, I write affirmations all over the wall. I'm totally being Mary Jane when I do this. I put sticky notes all over the walls. It's reminders because you need that. I have vision boards everywhere in the office. It's just the way you stay on task. Do those things to keep you going, And if you have any questions throughout the week, reach out to myself or the Hood Mystic, and we can keep you going and hold you accountable to making your life better. This is going to, I already told you guys, we're going to turn into more of a classroom-style format. We genuinely want to see you win. And it all begins and ends with you, so let's get it, people. Let's do this. So I'm going to let the Hood Mystic go ahead on the expound on the shadow attributes and the way those things will show up for you if you're not in alignment with the positive. And then we'll move on to the awakening card. Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe, thank you. So say, for instance, you have this negative feeling coming up. That's an indication that you're not on the right path, because generally – what we're trying to build upon is positive emotions and positive vibrations, and positive in the aspect that they require growth, negative in this aspect where we're getting rid of things that hold us back from that growth. So we're trying to rise. And so generally what will happen when you're not rising is that the star will indicate, hey, something's not right. And so if we ignore that calling, okay, we move further, because the next card is the moon, okay? So from the star, we start to travel past and through the moon. And once we, the moon represents conquering our fears, traveling the unknown path, traveling through the dark energy. Because once we have our goal, we have to start to travel into the realms of unknown, right? And traveling through those realms of unknown is testing, because then we really have to conquer our fears. At this point, we are formulating an idea for ourselves. And so what I notice, a lot of people, it's so hard for them to say what they want. And it's crazy. It's so crazy, because I can say some things that I want to bring into my reality, and then I'll try to evoke, like, say, for instance, Phoenix or something. I'll say, you know, well, why don't you just say what you want? And it'll be like, you know, well, it's hard, and I'm trying to work on it. I'm just like, okay, I understand that, but just say it. Just say what you want, you know, and create the vibration of what you want, as opposed to, it's going to be very hard for me to start my business, and I don't know how I'm going to make it. And understand that is the story that you're creating for yourself. It is so easy to say, I'm going to be successful today. I'm going to put my best foot forward. Everything that happens to me is either going to be a learning experience or just a wonderful experience in general. I'm just saying it. I'm just saying it. Women love me today. I'm going to get hugs from women I don't even know. I'm just saying it. That's what the star is saying. The star is just saying. And so if we can't even say it, if we can't even formulate it and speak what we truly want into existence, that's an indication that you may be working on the illusional aspect of developing your spiritual awakening. Because a lot of times we can't even say, I want to be in a good relationship. But I've just been in so many bad relationships. Okay, say that you're going to be in a great relationship. Just say it. Just say it. You understand? And so that optimism and that trust in moving forward is what we create in the beginning stages of creating and setting that intention. And as we walk forward towards the moon, because what, we got a full moon and on the first, so next week we have a full moon. So and you feel me? Like, so we have 7 days to kind of just say what we want, okay? Just say it. Just constantly say it. Don't tell me, okay, this week, how things ain't working out for you, okay? Because that's the story that you're creating, babe. So it's very important that we begin to say the story that we want. Just say it. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. Don't worry about the snakes in the road. Don't worry about the bears in the road. Don't worry about people coming out of the woodworks and attacking you, the cast from Get Out, the white people from Get Out trying to lock you in their house. Like, don't worry about none of that. Your goal is to say what you truly want and be in that space, to be in that energy. Because if you are saying where you're not at, and you are saying what you don't like, and you are saying what you're afraid of, it's very easy to say, I'm not afraid of that. It's very easy to say, I forgive that person. You know, that's so hard for people to say. They're like, forgive your mama. I don't know about that. Like, just say you forgive. I don't know. You can't even say it. So I'm just generally just trying to inspire really this week and this energy for people to begin to formulate and work with the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is not based upon you keeping it real all the goddamn time about everything that you feel. Sometimes you have to create what we truly want to feel. Listen, y'all, I'm very happy, very rich. I got people that love me. My girl, she loves me. My kids are growing. I'm healthy. I got friends. I can do what I want to do. You understand what I'm saying? These are the things that I'm saying. Is everything that I'm saying true? I don't know. But I don't know if it's true or not, but this is my vocabulary. I'm choosing my vocabulary because I realize that there's power in my words. There's power in my vibration. Power in your vibration as well. So just really wanted to touch on that shadow spot because a lot of us will continuously speak the wrong narrative or speak the wrong story and create that because the energy is non-biased. It just goes by what you say. It's been going by what you say since you've been born. It only responds to you. You are in full control of it. So, you know, whatever you want to be in 5 years, you're going to have to start to say that stuff now. Say it. So.
Ashe. Ashe. That's very important because that speaks to everything that we said yesterday. You know, the power of the spoken word, Ofo Ashe. These things are very prominent in your being, whether you realize it or not. And no, like we talked about the law of attraction yesterday, the universe does not respond to the negative. So if you're stating that, you know, I don't have or I won't or I can't, the universe is going to send that energy to you, that same energy that you're giving energy to, if that makes any sense. We talked about that yesterday. Go back and listen to that if you'd like to, because I think that that's crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Because spirit is speaking through us constantly, and you'll see this hindsight being foresight. So that's a perfect segue into our next card, which is the awakening card. So Archangel Gabriel. Okay. Oh, so Gabriel shows up in so many religious doctrines. In the Bible, Gabriel blows the horn in Revelation before the apocalypse. So Gabriel in the Bible would be the messenger, okay? Gabriel in the Yoruba pantheon would be Eshu, because Eshu is the divine messenger. In the Quran, Gabriel would be the prophet Muhammad. For if you think about Buddha would be Gabriel. If you're thinking about the Tao Te Ching, you know, Tao Zuts would be the Archangel Gabriel. So if you, one of the things you'll know about awakening is the awakening will open your eyes to things that you do need to see across the board, but it may be things that you're not uncomfortable with. So this is going to take some mirror work. And for this card, I'm going to give everyone a different assignment because I think it's crucial for you to do both of these at some point today so that you can begin to see these energies working in your life on a consistent basis. So keeping all these things in mind, the card says, look at things from a different perspective. Someone or somehow you're at a temporary standstill, or it's important to be yourself. So the assignment for today is we try to come to you as early in the morning before you get your day started. But if you already have and you're still at home, I need you to go to the mirror at some point today. Hopefully if you have a full body mirror or a mirror that at least you can see your face. If you can, get butt-ass naked. Get butt-ass naked.
and look at your entire body, as much of it as that you can see. And don't judge it. I don't want you to say anything out of your mouth negative. Not, oh, my God, my boobs are sagging. Oh, my God, I have cellulite. Oh, my God, I have these marks on my face. None of that. It is not allowed. You have got to look at yourself and find something positive about even the negative thought that's going to come in, because it's going to come in there. That's the first thing that's going to happen. As soon as you remove your shirt, your brain is going to look for the negative. That's how you've been conditioned as a spiritual being living a very real human experience here in the Western world. It's going to happen. Knowing this, you can begin to shift your perception and look at things from a different perspective and activate the energy of this awakening card by changing your narrative, just like the mystic said in regards to the star. So as you're looking at yourself, I need you to affirm the things that you see great in you. Oh, I have pretty eyes. Oh, I love my voice. Oh, my hips are great. You know, you have to look at these things. Guys have to say the same thing for themselves, whatever it is. You know, yeah, I'm losing my hair. However, you know, I'm working on a new look. You have got to look at the positive things so that you can reinforce those energies in your life. And on a spiritual level, you're changing the narrative. You're moving the energy inside. You're opening up the cosmos to send you more of the information, send you more of the information that you need to remember to make it through this life, because you already have it. This is awakening to the true self. This is awakening to the soul. And they're saying it's happening now. It is. It's happening on a consistent basis, constantly, no sleep. So your spirit is team no sleep, for real, for real. And you've got to understand that this is the card that you need to use to work with the star, okay? Once you awakening yourself to what you want to do, you awaken your spirit to be able to put you on a path with people, places, and things that can help you get to where you need to be. So what the book says on the awakening card, and then I'll open up the floor for the mystic to give his take on the awakening card, is it's time to review your plan. According to this card, and look at things from a different perspective, ask yourself, is it possible that a different approach would work better? Although it may feel like events have come to a standstill, this is only temporary. So make use of the extra time you've been given to rethink your strategies. You may need to step outside of the norm in the mainstream right now and embrace your unique and eclectic beliefs or attitudes. It's also a good moment to be generous with your time, attention, and spiritual gifts. The tithing is returned by the universe manyfold to you. And as we talk about the energy of numerology, and I talked about the awakening and the Archangel Gabriel, let's talk about the number 12. The number 12 in numerology breaks down to the number 3, okay? The number 3 is the number of Eshu. The power of 3 means, if you've probably seen the Charm series or whatever, you need the power of 3 to activate the portals in the universe, even though there's 4 essential corners and 4 essential elements. The power of 3 is what activates the portal to be open. The 4 corners is what you call into existence to stop time, but that's a different episode. We'll talk about that later. However, the number 12 is Eshu. Eshu is the divine messenger. So for people who are children of Eshu or even in the Yoruba pantheon, you know, the power of 3 is a stealing agent. It acts as the power for you to make something So when we say ashe, 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 that's a confirmation. It's a seal that activates, oh, shoot. He's like, what the fuck? What's going on? When you say, and shoot, and shoot, and shoot. All right, yeah, that's what they want. I'm going to give them attention to that. You know, it activates. Anything that you do in the power of three or in three things, you know, is what happens. Typically, if anyone has done a spiritual ritual, you know that you have to circle around and do things three times. You may have to turn counterclockwise three times or turn clockwise three times. All of these things are essential. You're probably doing this stuff and don't even notice that you're doing it. That's how you know you're awakening your spirit. That's how you know you're connected to something that's bigger than you. You know, if you understand, I'm going to give you something really simple, and I'm going to open up the floor to the Hood Mystic. Have you ever, when you stick a key in the door and you have to turn it clockwise to lock it or counterclockwise to unlock it, do you notice that I want you to listen to the key because it makes three sounds. It makes the sound that you enter the key into the lock. It makes the sound as you turn it to touch the caliber. Okay, and then it makes another sound once it's unlocked. Pay attention to that. It's the simple things that make the most difference in our world that we overlook, that we're constantly looking at the universe and it's happening around us. So, the Mystic, go ahead with your take on the awakening. Ashe.
Ashe, thank you. So it says here, awakening Archangel Gabriel to look at things from a different perspective, a temporary standstill. It's important to be yourself. So just in that couple, three sentences or whatever, you can just listen to the whole episode up to this point, and that's just basically what we said in a nutshell. We could have just had the whole episode and just been like, look at things from a different perspective, a temporary standstill. It's important to be yourself. Show's over. Like, we could have literally did that, but, you know, just to elaborate and bring more depth to it, I think this will help somebody. Now, let me say, there's two types of people that I find in life. There are people who know exactly what they want to do. They're self-driven, self-motivated, and they're on it. They know what they want to do. I'm not talking to them people. I'm talking to the people who have no idea what they want. Yet and still, they still move forward as if to say they actually know what they want, but they don't know what they want. So how do you deal with that? A Course in Miracles teaches us to say, or to have the understanding, that I have no idea what I want. And that's just a perspective that you can begin to use to release some of this pressure of all of the things that you think you know what you want. Like, you fixated on the idea of the guy that you want. You don't know that that dude be farting in his sleep, he pee in the bed, he disrespectful, but you think you want him so much, you love him so much, you just got to have him, right? The idea of creating miracles in our lives is the idea that we have no idea what we want. I know not without, even in the Bible, when Jesus said, forgive them, they know not what they do. It was a parable to say that the ego has one goal, survive. The soul be wanting you to make love to people, be wanting you to dance at the club, be wanting you to hug on people. But 2018, we're not going out no more. We're not having fun no more. It's like, you want to go to the black club? Why? So I can get shot? Am I lying? So we are deep, 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 deep into the ego. We're afraid that if we go out, we're afraid of the gangs. We're afraid of the police. We're afraid of white people. We're afraid of our bosses. We're afraid of just, you know, teenagers walking down the streets in hoodies. We don't know if they're going to rob us. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of stuff that the ego presents to us that make you say, well, let me just stay in the house and lock my door so I can be safe. We think we want to be safe. We think we want to be protected in the house. We think we don't want to commune with people. We think that guys are evil. We think that women are evil. We think that this person is going to break our heart. That's an old perspective. A different perspective, though, would be this guy that I meet is going to love me very, very good. And if he don't love me very good, I'm going to love him very good. Or this woman that I meet, I'm going to just, you know, do all the things that I want her to do for me. And if she don't reciprocate, then I'll just have to move on. And this job, they fired me today, but guess what? That ain't my destiny. I'm meant for something more. That's a different perspective. The same perspective is, if I ain't working, I'm a star. Who's going to take care of me? I'm out here alone. I ain't got no help. A lot of things. The same perspective is, I'm a single mother and it's hard. A different perspective is, let me find other single mothers that are struggling. Let me start to work with other single mothers and let's create this network, because at least we can work together. At least that can help me out. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here trying to work, take care of this kid. I don't never got no babysitter. I don't never have no leisure time. I don't never have no time to myself. It's just me and this guy and this kid. And now I'm going crazy. So that's the same perspective. A different perspective would be, let me reach out to sis, because I know she's probably going through the same thing that I'm going through. We got the same baby daddy. We know he ain't going to care. So let's work together for the kids' sake and for our sake. Let's give each other support, sis. That's a different perspective. So Tiana been giving y'all challenges throughout the episode. Let me give you a challenge the episode. Any negative situation that you have, I challenge you to create a different perspective to it. You ugly, the different perspective is you fine. You fat, the different perspective is you done lost some weight. Or whatever the case, you're skinny and you want to gain some weight. That's a different perspective. I'm not dissing or ranking. I'm just challenging you right now to create a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? And if you take it personal, I'm sorry, but I'm not meaning it in that aspect. I'm just trying to give you a different thought process besides the thought process that's kicking your ass every single day. Every day, thoughts are kicking your ass. Ain't no white man coming through with no whip whooping you. No, I don't care, because that shit would have went viral by now if that was the case. So mentally, you know, in your thought process, not being able to create a different perspective for yourself is really the challenge. That's really the work. Because once you create a different perspective for yourself, you begin to act differently. Okay? And the things that plagued you and the things that held you back no longer hold you back nor plague you, because you created a different perspective for yourself, a different outlook. And you didn't just go willy-nilly. You made a temporary standstill. You sat and said, my name is Jermaine Jenkins, and Jermaine Jenkins is going to live Jermaine Jenkins' life. I'm going to just sit here for a second, and I'm going to be Jermaine Jackson. Tomorrow, I'm going to be Jermaine Jackson. Now, today, I'm going to be Jermaine Jackson. When I go to work, they're going to see Jermaine Jackson. And if they don't like me, then they don't like me. But I know for a fact that I've sat with myself for a second and said, I looked in the mirror like Miss Tiana said, and I said, you know, I'm a little overweight. I could take care of myself a little better, but I'm worthy. I'm beautiful. I got a good personality. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. I got a lot of love in my heart, you know? Okay. And once we have these conversations with ourselves, guess what the conversations of other people will have? Because I just want to say this real quick and I'll be finished. Yesterday we did a video on the law of correspondence where we were actually talking about the mirror, and we were trying to explain that the outer reality, the reality which we project onto the world, is nothing more than a canvas or a mirror. So if we want to change our projection, we don't rearrange the mirror. we rearrange ourselves. And once we rearrange and work with ourselves, that projection automatically becomes different. So if we want to see ourselves in a certain type of light, it's our responsibility to figure out how we begin to work with ourselves and understand our psychological components. Because the world is going to tell you that it's about black people coming together. It's about economics. It's about if you get a lottery ticket and all of these things. And I think what we're here trying to tell you is, what if that never happens? What are you going to do? If nothing externally comes and gives you the support that you need, do you sit and languish your time and your energy just waiting? Or do you begin to start to change our reality and just know that you're going to attract right people and good people just based on the work that you're doing? I mean, that's how I feel. You know, I don't feel as though people don't like me or people don't want to work with me. Even if people don't like me and people don't want to work with me, I realize that there's people out there. If I keep projecting and keep expanding, I'll find my tribe. If I'm keeping it 100 with myself, our truth comes from creating a different perspective and moving through a different path. The reason why things aren't going good for you now is because you have the same perspective and you're in the same situation that wasn't never designed for it to flourish or grow. The reason why your ex is your ex is because spirit said this wasn't the person that was supposed to grow with you. He ain't going to be the butterfly with you. So there's no need to cry and worry about it. As you change your perspective, you change your reality, and I promise you, you're going to get everything and more than what you wish you wanted or thought you needed once you create that perspective of really aligning yourself with the soul. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to fear. I promise you.
Sure. Those are some really wonderful reminders, especially for me, because, you know, and thank you for that, you know, Ashe, because it's so important that people understand that while we're here talking about our awakening and helping others to become awakened, it's so easy for people to think that we aren't being tested, right? Don't they think that we don't have these same issues that they do, even though we may know that, you know, this is not, if we hear the negative self-talk, it doesn't mean that we, just because we know that it's negative self-talk, that we don't need to be reminded to change the narrative. As we are training, the Hood Mystic and I and Nova, as we are here to train you guys on how to think differently, change the narrative, change your perspective, change your thoughts, change your life, use this tea, use this thing, forgiveness, all these things that we've been bringing to you guys over the last month or so now are things that we are reminding ourselves, because what we understand and what we want to project onto you is the understanding that none of this is not connected. I mean, all of this is connected. There's no way that it's not. And it's important to understand that as we are opening ourselves up to give you this information, we are still spiritual beings living a very real human experience as well. So we need these reminders for ourselves. So as we're talking to you, we're talking to ourselves. And it's important for us to project the under and overstanding that there is nothing higher than you obtaining a real understanding of the spiritual self. You have gotten
right.
In
and
order
I just
to
want
do
to
that,
say,
mm-hmm.
I just want to say real quick that it's not a destination of enlightenment.
It's a journey.
And consciousness is something that, if you know me, just get used to me talking this type of stuff for the rest of my life, long as you know me. So, because I'm not trying to get to a certain point, I'm just on the road traveling. Like, that's where I'm at. So, just want to interject on that.
Oh, no, it's not a problem. It's not a destination, it's a journey. That's what this life is about. And it's just like happiness. No one outside of you, we talked about this yesterday, no one outside of you can make you feel anything. That's all your choice. So whether it's happiness, sadness, love, lust, whatever you may be feeling, it's important for you to understand that you're creating those feelings based upon your perception of the other individual or that thing outside of you. So your challenges for the week from us are from, you know, start that 5-year plan, just to circle back. The 3 questions that you're asking yourself this week is, what do I want to do? What do I have to do to get there? And what do I hope to obtain once I arrive? And the Hood Mystic gave you a task to change your perspective. Look at things this week from a different perspective. And both of those assignments help you to see how the Awakening card and how the Star card manifest in your life. Because even though these energies fell on today, today marks the beginning of a new week, not just solar, not just in the solar, but in, you know, the energy restarts, period. This is the end of a 7-day cycle. So in numerology, we would start back at, today would be number 9, okay? I mean, well, yesterday was number 9. My apologies. Yesterday would be number 9. Today would be day 1, if that makes any sense. So today is day 1 on the 7-day cycle and day 1 on the numerology 9-day cycle. So this is the beginning. What better way to start your week than being awakened with the star? I mean, how can, you know, you got Eshu, the divine messenger, working things for you. You have Obatala's day opening you up. What better way? You know, let's make these moves and use this energy to benefit us. And, you know, that's the amazing thing there. It's what we have to do. So I'd like to just open up the floor for the Hood Mystic if you have anything in addition to say. I mean, Spirit lays so much on our heart, you know, on a consistent basis that, you know, I want to hold space for everyone that needs something to say.
Just wanted to just really break this down and really understand it into a point where it's digestible. Because even when you spoke on 12, and then you said the 4 elements, and then you said the energy of 3, well, 3 times 4 equals 12, right? So, like, really understanding the energy of 3 and the energy of 4. So we have a masculine and a feminine principle that rests within us. Once we unify those masculine and feminine principles, it naturally creates. Just like when you have a man and a woman, if you put a man and a woman and lock them in a room and just give them food, eventually a baby would come out because they'll just be bored and be looking at each other like, well, might as well do this. You know what I'm saying? So understanding that energy is always attracting each other. It's the opposite energy. And so that opposite is always pulling us. So, and that's representative to the thing that we know and the thing that is trying to guide us, right? So we literally take the 10% of our brain, the thing that we know, and inflate and grow that and make it look as though, okay, look at me, I got my degrees, and look at me, I got this, look at me, I got that. But the feminine aspect is the person that's always trying to guide you, always letting you know new information. This is intuition. So if I know everything, right, how is intuition going to supersede and enlighten my ass? Because I just know everything. So we have to begin to unify those two energies of the 10% is 10%, man. It's not 90%. It's not more than. Just because we focus in on Red Lobster or what we want for dinner don't mean that it's important. It just means that we're putting all of our focus in it. But the energy available to us It's very abstract and very unknown. And so that's just a component of what's happening when we want to manifest for our lives. So we take the masculine and the feminine, they come together, it creates a new energy. And so that new energy is a new perspective, meaning that me and my girl, how we act or how we behaved before children has to be, children completely alter and switch around your whole way of doing life. You have to have a new perspective with children, or else, like, you have to factor in the children. Like, the children become center to how you operate. You always have to factor them in because they can't take care of themselves. You have to always, like, can't just be like, all right, babe, I'm out. Like, you out? Well, I'm out too. Oh, shit. Let's talk about this. Let's gain a new perspective because we got to factor in the children. That's new energy that we create when we unify our male and feminine. We create a new energy, and through that new energy, we create a new perspective. So we're not trying to tell you that to hate your mama or to be mad at people or to be super righteous. We're just trying to let you know that when you partake into consciousness and you start to create new energy, with that begins a new expectation of what you should actually do. So if you hate where you live, don't be surprised if you lose your job. Don't be surprised if you don't have enough money to pay your rent, but you got enough money to leave town. So it's important that we understand that when things happen, they're just indications for us to have a new perspective and new energy.
Okay.
And what blocks us is the ego. The ego is there to say, no, 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 no. I want to be in full control. I'm more important. Going to Red Lobster and eating dinner is more important than meditating and being at one with yourself. So a lot of times this information is hard to digest. It's hard to get people to focus on it because there's so many external things that are pulling you away from yourself. And so if we're true and we're understanding that we need to overcome the ego, not in the sense that we hate the ego or we find the ego worthless, but we realize that our power is in our 90% subconscious mind, okay, in our abstract thoughts. That's where our power is at, decoding our dreams, meditating, journaling, really understanding ourselves and understanding our intuition and our minds to say, you know what, I don't know what I want to happen today. I want my intuition to guide me today. I want to follow my emotions today. Okay. You know, these are different things that we can do to overcome the ego, because a lot of it is routine as well. Stuck on doing the same thing every day. If you're doing the same thing every day, how is new energy going to come in and create a new perspective? That's the same perspective. That's not a new perspective. So really just being mindful that you are the creator of your reality. And with that, you have to lose some perspectives, and you have to lose some friends, and you have to lose some environment. Because isn't the goal change? Isn't the goal ascension and trying to live our best lives? You have to deal with the reality that everybody around you is not trying to live their best lives with you, okay? Everybody's not trying to live their best life. Everybody's trying to live an all right life, you know? So you got to be able to have these conversations as well. Don't let people pull on your energy. But, man, sometimes it requires a lot of patience, too. You know, this journey for me, man, trust me, it's 2018, so it's been a long, long journey to get to this point that I am in consciousness. There's a lot of bus rides and all types of weird stuff that was going on. Sitting in the coffee shop for hours, just reading, you know, because I have nowhere else to go, and just trying to establish myself without gaining my own perspective. And so that's the work, and it's very difficult. And I didn't have any support, so that's why I feel like this is a good group. When, say, for instance, you want to change your life. Say, for instance, you're in a bad relationship. it was times that I was in a bad relationship and I had no support. So I was just subject to manipulation, you know. I wanted to tell somebody, you know, I feel as though I'm being manipulated and I'm trapped in a relationship. What should I do? And, you know, you can ask your mom, I asked my mom that one day too. And she was like, well, son, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. So just, you may be going through some things, man. And you may be going through some things that you don't know how to get out of. That's why, you know, we offer our services. That's why the readings are available. That's why, you know, the counseling is available. The life coaching is available. But, you know, we're psychics and we're in tune, but we're not going to be invasive and force you to get help. So we'll just be available, you know, because there's some real stuff that's going on, you know. I'm in this job, you know, and I hate myself for it, or I could, it's things that people are going through, man, that they need to talk about and work themselves out, you know. So I opened the olive branch, you know, to assist people. You know, it is income tax time and things of that nature. So, you know, a $25 reading might benefit you exponentially versus, you know, spending $1,000 on stuff that's not even going to serve your spirit. It's just going to serve your ego. Oh, and once your kids jump up and down on the couch and rip the leather up, then what? It's a waste. So feed your soul, invest in your soul, invest in your spiritual life. You understand? Because your spiritual life is 90% of your reality. Your breathing, your blood flow, your circulation, all of these things have to happen for you to exist, but your conscious mind has no control over the things that are extremely vital to you. So that's what we deal with. We deal with the things that are extremely vital to you and to your understanding, and not the things that you feel as though are so important. You know, it's only 10% of your reality. So we have to speak to that. We have to baby that down so we begin to deal with the truth and begin to get you moved into a particular situation. Because I know that within all of you is a soul. And if you realize that in you is a soul and it's the answer to all of your problems, that's all I can do for you. Redirect your perspective and your ideas to your soul so you can begin to guide yourself. And so this is how we begin to change our lives and really create the world that we really want to live in. So I'm just excited, man. Like I said, I'm opening the door to you guys, you know, reach out.
Same here. You know, you can reach me at The Conscious Cove. You can reach out to me on Facebook and, you know, email theconsciouscove@gmail.com. I mean, I do life coaching to help you change your diet, change your plans, you know, and my consultations are free, you know. That's how vital I feel this stuff is. You know, my consultations are free simply because I feel that you, if you don't know what you need moving forward, you know, it's my job as a spiritual person that's a little bit more evolved to show you that, you know. I don't feel like people should have to go to church to get and pay tithes to get, you know, their prayers or blessings or anything like that. And, you know, I had to circle back to something I heard you say that I feel is a perfect example of changing the narrative, even for you. Changing the narrative for you is one thing that you said that stuck out was I didn't have support. Okay. I have to say that you did. You did have support, and it was support that you couldn't see. Your spirit was supporting you through those coffee shop visits where you didn't have a place where you could go. Spirit was directing you to it so that you could be where you are today to make these differences for other people and to be able to break these things down so eloquently. You had to go through the things that you went through to be able to change your perspective about life and to be introduced to the things that you experience so that you can see them when they show up for other people and be even an example of what to do or an example of what not to do moving forward, not just for others, but for your sons and for your children to come, you know, down the line whenever you decide.
So all of those things are important for you to understand. Even that one part for you is changing the narrative. Because to say I did not have support is to say that your spirit didn't support you, or your ancestor didn't support you, or every spiritual entity that was around you giving you this information and showing you which books to go to and showing you which coffee shop to sit in, and they wouldn't bother you because you were sitting there for a while. Possibly.
Right. And you absolutely.
You know what I mean?
You absolutely right.
I
bring that up to say, you know, that illusion that I was in at that point in time is what I use as an example when people tell me things now in the moment, is to say, you know, everything has its purpose. And even if you have to go through a difficult time, as long, because even in that point in time, I knew what my goals were. I knew what I was trying to establish within myself. And regardless if I had to sit outside or sit at the coffee shop, my goals were still the same, was to build my spirit. So at that point in time, I wasn't aware that I wasn't alone. I really felt as though I was alone. But coming into this understanding and this knowledge, and even in this conversation, I realized that it was never a point that I was alone. I was always being guided and ushered into something new and something greater ever since I was born. You know what I'm saying? So, and not just me, that's everybody that's on the call. You understand, everybody that's in the chat.
Everybody in the world.
You are born. Everybody on the planet, you are born with a purpose, you know, that the soul is constantly reaching out to you to show you. And you're not going to find it on Love and Hip Hop. Sorry to say. You're not going to find it on BET and MTV. Sorry to say. You're not going to find it in a vacation to Guatemala. I'm sorry to say. Where you are going to find it is deep within you, and dealing with the things that you have trouble with, touching on them shadow shits that keep showing up in every relationship. You think there's something wrong with that person that you're dealing with, but you literally putting on the whole cape and mask on that person. And that person is what you see, you know. So I'm going to say this,
you know.
Thank you.
I feel you. Absolutely. This is what we do for I have to show them. We talk all the time. This is what we have to do for one another as we continue to do this for other people. But I'm going to say this. I don't know what you think, you know, but I know you're saying we not going to find it on Love and Hip Hop. We not going to find it in none of these places. I can dig that, but I can tell you what I will find on them shows, what the hell not to do. So maybe you might need to look at that. To see what not to do or how not to be stupid. Because
if you having trouble with being stupid, then watch that.
Have a show. I'm just saying. I don't want no CBJ, so I need to watch CBJ so I can make sure I don't come in contact with none of them. And even if I do, I know what to do. I can recognize them a mile off. So, I mean, it's messages and everything. You just got to be careful what you introduce your mind to. And I don't know. I think I might find it. I know you said not Guatemala, but I think we're going to find some serious spiritual stuff in Hawaii when we go down there.
Let me just clarify. You know, wherever you at is a reflection of you anyway. So whether you're in a project or Guatemala, finding yourself is personal. It's so personal that I just want to let people know that wherever they're at and whatever type of, I brought up the negative relationship. I brought up the aspect of being homeless and not having nowhere to go as examples of that. Even in those places, you can deal with your spirit. And from that point of dealing with your spirit, you can grow from that. I've grown from being homeless with a whole family. I've grown from that perspective. You understand what I'm saying? I've learned how to be, to take care of my family through that experience. Or, you know, I've grown from the fact of just trying to be in a negative relationship. A negative relationship is what helps me be in a positive relationship, because I know exactly what it feels like to be manipulated or to be in a situation or be with a woman that may hurt me. So now my relationships have to be positive. You know what I'm saying? And that doesn't mean that the person was negative in a relationship. I was negative because I let myself paint that picture or cast that shadow.
You drew to you
person.
What you were in that moment.
Yeah, where either A, I could have left, or B, I could have, you know, tried to make the situation better, you know. So it's a lot of points where you grow from. And I don't care what situation that you're in. There's no situation that you can't. I've been in prison. I've been in solitary. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I've been in solitary for 30 days. And being in that solitary for 30 days, like alone, isolated, that's when I realized that I even had a spirit, that I even had people working with me, because that was the first time I ever had to just deal with myself. Because when I was in solitary, I couldn't project on anyone. I could only project on myself. And I just, it was weird stuff where I was like, damn, I could smell my breath. Like, I hear my thoughts, like, I'm hearing people play music in my mind and things of that nature. So it's like, wherever you're at, you are in a good place to grow, because your soul has always been there. It never left you, and it's always waiting for you to recognize it. And sometimes it might have to pull you down all the way to solitary confinement and just be there for you to recognize it. And hopefully you recognize it before you get there. You understand?
Hopefully you have to hit that rock bottom, baby.
Before you have to be selling drugs, thinking that, you know, catching a thrill is what it's all about, you know. So hopefully you get there. Hopefully you recognize the soul before you in a sexual deviant relationship or dealing with somebody that don't satisfy your soul but just satisfy your sexual desires, you know, but stealing your energy, you know.
Barely, so. Right. That's my point. You know, I can speak to that too. Everybody has a testimony. And sometimes your setback is a setup for a comeback, almost always, because I dealt with the same thing. You know,
100%
going through
of the
a heavy, heavy loss. You know, dealing with heavy loss. You know, I almost lost my vision. I had to be on my deathbed, you know, to want to live. I had to almost die to make the choice to want to live, you know, and lost my daughter in the process. So going through these things, you know, those are traumatic experiences. Sometimes you have to experience trauma to move, and we have to change our perspective of what that looks like. So that we can stop giving it power, you know.
Yeah, we can grow from it, and we can learn from it.
We can grow from it.
Instead of just,
you know,
kicking your ass every day.
Every day. You know, yes, I almost died. However, I made the decision to live, and I have to keep making that decision every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a condition that's very, very rare, but am I going to sit back and wallow in the fact that what I have, you know, it affects 250,000 people worldwide. Am I going to continue to say, wow, you know, this is an instance where, you know, they don't have much information on it? Or am I going to continue to change my thoughts, change my life, get grounded, you know, change my diet, you know, awaken my spirit? Am I going to understand and really understand that any physical manifestation of illness or dis-ease in the mind or body is derived from a spiritual place? So am I going to go back into my spirit and figure out what caused these things so that I can eradicate them? Or am I going to keep wallowing in the woe is me situation? We're here to try to avert that, because baby, my rock bottom was hard, but I'm working through it every day. Go ahead.
Something just came to me. So I can see somebody, like, hating somebody right now. I feel somebody on the call, like, hate somebody and have some vitriol and negativity towards some person. But I just want to speak to that person that's on the call to say that, you know, that is your hate that you're holding and is affecting your reality. Be careful with holding on to that hate, because that hate that you hold for that person is the same hate that creates cancer, that creates disease, that creates sickness in the body. So if you do have hate for a person, it's better not to hold it, but to release it, okay, so it doesn't hold, it doesn't sit and fester in your body and create negative vibrations for you and your life and your children and things of that nature. I just really wanted to say that, because when you were saying that, it just popped up to me.
I felt it too. I felt that, because it was just like, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. They always I really felt that. And we're going to get that. We're going to get people that are like that. But at the same time, it was wonderful that you just sent that back to where it came from, because people do not understand that it's all connected, and it's not a place for us. It's not a place to be negative. You know, we are here to, you know, uplift. And it's not about, you know, ego for us. That's been something that was been removed long ago. Now is the time to release that hate and give forgiveness. Forgiveness is a gift for you, not the individual. Not the individual, because they, most of the people that you hate don't know it, and the other half don't give a damn. So you are really only hurting and harming yourself, because hate does nothing for the individual. I don't care if you have the power to go somewhere and mix up a potion to do harm to that person. I almost can guarantee you, even the Obeya has.
I don't care how many reviews you got on Yelp.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about how your potions work. Nobody cares about how your herbs work or the dial that you created, or any type of love spell, money spell that you think you may have. I'm almost certain that. for me at this point, you are holding a bag of ashes and rocks, because it's not going to make any difference if your soul is crap. I mean, if your soul and your attitude is negative, you're going to sow negative seeds. With all of the best intentions, you know, the saying says.
You mean I can't buy me a spell? I can't buy a spell.
No, you can buy it.
I can't
all
buy
you
a spell to get my mind right.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Yes, you can. We gonna bring Obama's statement back. Yes, you can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. But what is you gonna do with it? I mean, at this point, what are you really obtaining? Because you're sowing seeds with everything else. So go ahead and buy that money spell, $49.95. You know, go ahead and PayPal that, and after you're done, let me know how that works for you, because your attitude is trash. I mean, if we can't call out all the good things, let's call out the bad things. Go ahead and make that love spell while you're sleeping next to David. David that you don't even know that got to wake up the next morning and go to be with his wife, but you're cool with that. You cool being the side piece, because David took you to Roof Chris last night, and I mean, that was probably the best steak you ever had in your life. And you know,
it melted in your mouth.
And you know, hey, I mean, not to judge, but go ahead and get that love spell for David to love you and leave you, because he doesn't belong to you, because we don't own people. So go ahead and do those things. I implore you, if you think that's what's going to work. But it's always going to have you coming back to the essential place. You know, it's always going to come back. Absolutely. Yeah. It's always going to come back to that squad where they like, it's a no for me, dog. You can go ahead and do that, Tiana. I don't think you should do that. It's a no for me. You know, spirit is telling me to tell you no, but if you want to go ahead and buy that new Audi, even though you just got one, go ahead. You know,
but I got the mojo bags, though. I'm not even going
to
act like I don't got the mojo bags if you need some help.
I mean,
like,
he told me.
I was going to say, like,
I mean,
the mojo bags be officially. I got the goods, but, you know, it ain't going to save your ass. You know what I'm saying? But if you want some money or some love or some stuff like that, and you want to have fun with it, then let me know. But if you're expecting it to be your saving grace, yeah, it's not for nothing. Because I got this statue of Marie LaVeau staring at me like, what you mean? What you mean? What you trying to say? What you trying to say?
I'm like,
look,
I heard that, like,
look, Marie.
I saw her with her hands up, like, hold on. What?
Like, what you mean?
Like, hold up.
You mean my shit don't work?
I've been doing this for you.
No, no. No,
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 we
no,
didn't
no,
say
no,
that, Marie. No.
No, Marie.
No,
Marie.
We did not say that. All we saying is we're trying to help other people, you know. We want them to come to you with good intentions. We don't want you whooping their ass
man.
At the end of this, is what we're saying. Let's go ahead and change that perspective.
Yeah.
We don't want that kind of problem. So, yeah, those mojo bags is real deal, but if your soul is trash, you going to create some dirty money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and, you know, P. Diddy had a group called Dirty Money. Guess where they at right now? All I'm saying, you know. That's all
they
I'm
dirty.
Saying.
They ain't got no money.
Right.
They dirty with no money. They dirty and no money.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what. Hopefully P. Diddy don't listen to this anytime soon because, oh, my God. That's the truth.
We was listening to Dirty Money yesterday.
Oh,
that's funny.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, no,
that's
I'll
where
be
it
everywhere.
Was. That loving,
my spirit
that
be
loving
everywhere.
Me no more. Yep.
That is my
that's
that
funny.
Is my jam, though. I mean, that was the
yeah,
best. I mean, he can make an album, but, you know, he can't make nobody else be famous.
Oh, no, he just want to use
oh,
your
my
energy.
God.
That's a vampire for
yes.
your life.
Yeah, he's a psychic vampire if I ain't never
oh
seen
my
one.
Oh, if
my God.
If I never seen a psychic
between
vampire,
him,
oh.
He is one of them. But he learned from the best. He got it from the best, that one dude.
Clive
used
Davis.
To work with, you know, L.A. Reid. You know what I'm saying? Clive
L.A.
Davis.
Reid,
oh
Clive
God.
Davis, all
L.A.
them
Reid.
Boys. They energy
oh
vibe. That's a whole nother
oh
episode.
God.
We got 30
a
seconds
whole
left. They like,
episode.
The episode
go
getting
ahead,
good.
Right. Go ahead, Hood Mystic, close us out, man. We're going to have to do that show later tonight. I'm telling
oh, yeah,
you,
for sure, for sure, for sure. This is the Conscious Code, man. We have fun, man. Make sure you rewind this, listen to this on the commute, listen to this on your way to work, whatever you're doing. Make sure you take some notes because a lot of jewels has been spit on this podcast. So make sure to check me out, www.hoodmystic.com, Tiana. Hit us up at the Cove, man, and we signing out. We hope y'all have a great day. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. Like,
okay.
Share, subscribe, follow. Let people know about us, man, because it's going down, man.
Okay.
Peace.
Peace.
That was funny. That was funny. That was a good show, though. That was a real good show. I got to talk to